The Special Service Division invites you, soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations, to drop in at Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Tallulah Bankhead. Yeah, the dame that just won the Pulitzer Prize. Yeah. Yeah, and that plate is skinny of teeth. Oh, she ain't in it no more. She was fatigued. Fatigued. You know, pooped. Yeah. Tallulah Bankhead. D-A-L-L-U-L-L-A. Yeah, Tallulah. She claims it's a real name, too. Well, anyways, I'm fixing up the joint for her. Yeah, I'm having the windows washed. Huh? Don't wash the windows. Why? Oh, if the customer's inside sees how nice it is outside, they'll leave, huh? Huh? Oh, nothing new. Yeah, we had a fire in the kitchen. Yeah, Moriarty gave the chef a hot foot and got a little out of hand. Yeah, the whole kitchen was on fire. How'd the chef come out? Medium rare. Okay, Duffy, I'll call you back.
Hey, Mr. Archer?
Yeah, Eddie.
Well, what looks different about you tonight?
I got a haircut, Eddie. How's it look?
What's the difference? You can't put it back, anyhow. And you got a manicure, too.
Yeah, I want to make sure I don't scratch Tallulah when I shake hands with her. However, Eddie, leave us stop brandying tonsorialities. Did you learn that thing?
What thing?
That thing I wrote for you to say when Miss Bankhead walks in the door.
Miss Bankhead, I am deeply gratified at your magnanimous gesture performed in the presence of this infinitesimal establishment.
Okay, Eddie, and say it as if you meant it.
Yes, sir. And as if I understood it.
Hey, Arch.
Oh, hello, Finnegan.
Arch, could you loan me the lend of a quarter?
Could I loan you the lend of a quarter? What kind of English is that? Finnegan, could you borrow me a quarter?
Could I borrow you? I'd like to, Arch, but I'm broke. That's why I asked you to lend me the loan of a quarter. Look, I want to take a dame to a nightclub.
A nightclub with a quarter?
She's a big eater and I'm a big tipper.
Oh, well, who's the dame, Finnegan?
Oh, beauty, Arch. A real pin-up girl.
Yeah, pin-up girl, huh?
Yeah, she puts up the pinch in a bowling alley.
Oh, well, she sounds rather charming, Finnegan. What's she like?
Her face is kind of ugly, and she's got a terrible shape, but she's got one great feature.
What's that?
No brains.
Well, Finnegan, you can't have everything.
Gee, Archie, when's Tallulah going to get here? I can hardly wait to see her. Do you think she'll wear an ermine wrap?
That's a dame for you. Miss Duffy, all you think about is clothes. Don't you admire Miss Bankhead's talent?
Don't I admire her talent? Didn't her acting make me cry? Gee, I'll never forget her. When she was in Skin of Our Teeth, gee, she tore my very heart out.
Yeah?
The way she stood there, talking to Frederick March, wearing red silk stockings and a red cape, three-quarter lined with white silk. What acting?
Good, huh?
Oh, wonderful. And then she finds out that he doesn't really love her, so she stands there in a pair of genuine alligator shoes with Cuban heels. And she says, ha. And then in the scene where the house collapses, the poor girl can't stand it anymore. She faints on a mink coat that must have cost at least $5,000.
Yeah, she's terrific. I hope she's impressed when I read her that welcome poem I had specially written for her.
Who wrote it?
Only one of the greatest poets of our time.
Who?
Crackpot O'Toole, the convict.
Well, I'm sorry I won't be around to hear this welcome poem.
Why not?
Vera Fogarty and me's got a double date with two sailors on the SS Idaho.
The SS Idaho? Last time it was the Kansas, wasn't it?
Yeah. We get tired going out with the same boat all the time.
A date? A date with Miss Duffy. You're engaged to Breckenridge.
So what? It don't mean that he owns me just because I'm wearing his union button.
But don't he object to you running around with sailors?
No, Breck and I have a mutual agreement.
You have a... What's the mutual agreement?
It's a mutual arrangement.
Oh.
When I go out with a sailor, I take off the union button.
Well, what's mutual about that? You get all the breaks.
Certainly. Who do you think thought of the arrangement?
Well, tell me, Miss Duffy, is it retroactive? Can he go out with other dames?
Oh, of course not. That would be two-timing.
But you going out with sailors, ain't that two-timing?
No.
Why not?
Archie, everybody knows that with a sailor, you can only go out once.
Eddie, you got the table set for Miss Bankhead?
Right.
Okay, let's check it. Finger bowl?
Check.
Private knife and fork?
Check.
Wax bananas?
Check.
Paper napkins?
Check.
Toothpick?
Check.
Oyster fork?
That's the toothpick.
Check. Wait a minute, Eddie. The ferns.
What do you mean, ferns?
The ferns, them long parsleys you put on the table. Where are we going to get them? All the florists is closed.
Well, if you come with me, I know a place where we can borrow some ferns.
Why do I have to come with you?
Well, somebody has to talk to the undertaker while I borrow them.
Okay, Eddie, I'll go with you. Hey, Miss Duffy.
Yeah?
Miss Duffy, if Tallulah arrives, be polite to her. She's a very close friend of mine.
A close friend.
You doubt me?
The closest you ever came to Tallulah was the last row in the balcony.
Oh, yeah? That, my drab beauty, remains to be seen when she gets here. Oh, Tito, while I'm gone, why don't you rent it a joint with a number, huh?
What shall I sing, Archie?
How about Mother McCrae?
How about La Feria de las Flores?
How about When Irish Eyes Are Smiling?
How about La Feria de las Flores?
How about La Feria de las Flores?
Oh, well.
That's what I like about you, Tito. You can sing anything. Come on, Eddie. See you later, Tito, Miss Duffy.
Me gusta cantarle al viento porque vuelan mis cantares y digo lo que yo siento por toditos los lugares. Aquí vine porque vine a la Feria de las Flores y no hay cerro que me empine ni cuaco que se me atore. Aquí vine porque vine a la Feria de las Flores. Ay, 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 ay. No hay cerro que se me empine, ni cuaco que se me atore. Porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. En mi caballo tordillo he venido de muy lejos y traigo pistola al cinto y con ella doy consejos. Atravesé las montañas para venir a ver las flores. Aquí hay una rosa huraña que es amor de mis amores. Atravesé la montaña a venir a ver las flores. Aquí hay una rosa huraña que es la flor. Ajá.
You have never been in splendid a voice.
Thank you very much, Senor Finnegan.
Believe me,
For me, it's a great compliment because I ain't got nowhere for music.
Thank you very much, Senor Finnegan.
I bet it's because that Miss Bankhead is coming here tonight.
Finnegan, everybody ain't impressed with celebrities. After all, what's a celebrity? Believe me, there's lots of celebrities. If they wasn't famous, would be nobodies, let alone celebrities. And that goes for the well-known ones, too. For instance, take Tallulah Bankhead. I wouldn't even...
Good evening.
Good evening. Now, if this was Tallulah Bankhead, I wouldn't even... It is Tallulah Bankhead. Oh, Miss Bankhead, permit me to introduce me to Miss Bizarre. I mean, Miss Duffy. This is,
Just call me Joe.
Hello, Joe.
What do you know?
Gee, excuse me, Miss Bankhead. See, you got me so excited, I thought for a second you were a celebrity. Gee, you look exactly the same off stage as you do in the flesh.
You want to know why?
Why?
This is the same flesh I use on the stage.
Oh, excuse me.
Certainly.
Hello? Hello, Vera. The sailors? Well, I'll be there in a few minutes. Well, as soon as I can, Vera. Well, Vera, if they were on a boat for 4 years, they can certainly wait 10 more minutes. Well, okay, then. Darn it.
What's the matter, Miss Duffy?
Well, Miss Bankhead, I don't know how to say this. You see, I got a date, and there are two sailors.
Okay, count me in.
Well, you're joking. No, what I was saying was that I got this double date, and sailors hate to be kept waiting.
Dearie, it's the same way with the Marines. Well, now, don't you worry about me, Miss Duffy. You run along and keep your date.
But who'll mind the cash register?
I'll mind it.
Oh, Miss Bankhead, that's so sweet of you. And will Archie be surprised when he comes in and sees you all alone with a cash register? Well, I gotta go now.
Give my regards to the fleet.
Oh, thanks, I will. Bon voyage.
Thanks, out of the way. Do-do-do-do-do. What a dump. Isn't anyone going to answer that? Oh, very well. Hello? Who is this? Duffy? No, Archie isn't here. And no, neither is Miss Duffy. Who am I? Yes. No, not Katrinka Yarbot. No, not Emma Pfeiffer. Have I ever been to Coney Island? Why, yes. Am I tattooed where? No.
Wait a minute, lady. Is that call for me?
I think so.
Let me have the phone. Hello? Hello, Duffy? Huh? Who was you talking to? I don't know, just some dame that picked up the phone. Well, when you don't have a cover charge, anybody's apt to liable to come in. Huh? No, Tallulah didn't get here yet. Okay, Duffy.
I beg your pardon, but I'm...
Excuse me, lady, I'm busy. Hey, Miss Duffy! Miss Duffy! How do you like that? She walks out and leaves the joint all alone. Hey, lady.
Yes?
Did you see Miss Duffy?
Yes, she left you a few minutes ago.
And you've been here alone with the cash register?
Yes.
Just a minute. 10, 20, 30, 40, half a buck. Okay, it's all in. No hard feelings, lady. Hey, Eddie, hand me them fines there.
Oh, those fines are lovely.
Lady, please, look. Don't touch.
Well, I just thought I might...
What's the matter? You got nothing to do? Wait a minute. Here's a slug. Go play the jukebox. Hey, Eddie, hand me that new tablecloth.
My, what a beautiful tablecloth.
You like that, huh?
Hmm.
Got this tablecloth special for Tallulah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want her to wipe her hands on nothing but the best.
Why all this fuss about Tallulah?
Well, why not? She's only the greatest actress in the world.
Oh, come now. Such talk about Tallulah. There are other actresses who are just as good, if not better.
Yeah? Who? You see? Telling me.
You sound like you know Tallulah.
No, Tallulah and me has known each other since we was both in knee pants. But what am I doing wasting my time here with you? Eddie, what else we got to do? Is the place all cleaned up?
Mr. Archer, if I sweep this floor once more, we'll all be in the cellar.
Let's see if we forgot anything. Oh, yeah, the Crackpot O'Toole's welcome poem that I got to recite. Eddie, see if I got it memorized right now.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Salute to Tallulah by C.P. O'Toole. Let's see now. H-E-L-L-O spells welcome. H-E-L-L-O spells... Something wrong with that line.
Yeah, it don't rhyme.
Oh. Well, that's it. O'Toole must have had an off day. Well, leave us go on. Every customer and every waiter welcomes T. Bankhead, the star of the legitimate theater.
The food.
The what?
The food.
Oh, yeah. The food is free to you, Tallulah, of course. So don't be bashful. Eat like a horse. What a poet, that crackpot.
What a crackpot, that poet.
Lady, no remarks from the gallery.
Oh, it's no reflection on you. I think you read it very beautifully. I think you're a born actor.
Yeah, I agree with you. Acting is in me blood, you know. Got the smell of the grease ball in me nostrils. You really liked it, huh?
Yes, I did. I liked it, but I do have one suggestion.
What?
Well, since it's a welcome poem, I think you should attack it with more verve and esprit.
With what?
Verve and esprit.
You mean louder?
Yes, and with more emotion.
Oh, would you mind reading this second stanza and showing me?
Not at all. Well, let me see it. Let me see now. Salute to Tallulah, stanza 2. We are happy to see you, Miss Bankhead, Tallulah. So we are all shouting a fond hallelujah. I would have seen your show, but the warden said no. Signed, Crackpot O'Toole, Sing Sing Cooler.
Hey, you know, you read that as good as I did. Was you ever on a stage?
Oh, on and off.
Oh, yeah? What was your stage name?
Sarah Bernhardt.
Understand it. She's usually the soul of propinquity.
Well, the customers is getting sore.
What am I going to do? Hey, wait a minute. Europa. I got an idea. Bubbles.
Yes?
Listen, Bob. I was thinking, since you used to be an actress, maybe I could introduce you to the crowd and kind of make believe you were Tallulah.
Would it fool them?
Yeah, sure. It's just a lot of dopes around here. What do you say? To help a guy out, could you be Tallulah Bankhead?
I am Tallulah Bankhead.
What?
I am Tallulah Bankhead.
Atta girl, let's get right in the spirit of it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, Tallulah was going to recite. You ever done any reciting?
I've been known to.
Well, do you know anything with any verve and esprit, you know, A sonnet, made perchance?
No, Archie, no. But I'd like to read a letter. A letter I can't get out of my mind.
Oh, who wrote it?
It was written by a captain in the Russian army to his wife. A captain who had been asked to cover the withdrawal of the wounded. Cover it until the last man, the last yard, the last breath. This was the letter. Dear Anchor, I know that when I'm dead, for you I will continue to live. And that nobody will edge me away from your careful heart.
I know this wound will never heal. But if it happens that you meet a man fine enough for your grief, whom you will love a little, and if as a result of your love you have a new life, and it is a son, then let him bear my name. Let him be my continuation, though I am dead and your new friend is alive. This will not punish him, for not everybody must die. And if he cannot understand and would not like it, then leave him without sorrow or tears or longings. And let it be not his, but our son. And when a new Sevastopol is built, come here. And somewhere on Chazanis, somewhere near the sea, plant poppies. They grow very well here. And that will be my grave. It may be that you will make a mistake. Maybe it won't be me, but another who lies there. It doesn't matter. Someone else will think of her own and plant flowers above me. Nobody will be left out, for we shall lie close, and there will be no space to spare where we lie.
That was swell, Bubba. You got me all weepy, and I ain't kidding. No, you did that as good as Tallulah.
Better.
Please, leave us not guilt to Lily. just a second. Hello? Hello, Duffy. You heard that, huh? And you thought Tallulah was great, huh? Listen, Duffy, want to hear a secret? It wasn't Tallulah. It was a dame named Sarah Bernhardt. Huh? Sarah Bernhardt what? She did. When? 19 years ago. Holy cat, I want... Hey, lady, come here a minute.
Now, before we leave Duffy's Tavern, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. Duffy's jukebox, where the feet meet the beat. Well, the platter's spinning, the needle's in the groove, and here's the first number coming up.
Thank you.
Duffy's Tavern was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.